Bruce Springsteen, Jeep under fire over DWI arrest, he could have killed someone. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 10, 2021. Rocker Bruce Springsteen, who backed Joe Biden during the presidential election, is under heavy fire for his DWI arrest late last year, which became public on Wednesday. Jeep is also facing backlash for featuring the E Street Band frontman in a two-minute commercial about unity during Sunday's Super Bowl. Watch below. I can't believe a Jeep would feature a man facing charges for reckless driving in a DWI in their Super Bowl ad. What were they thinking? Tweeted Act for America founder Brigitte Gabriel. Bruce Springsteen could have killed someone. He doesn't deserve endorsement deals, especially from car companies. Gabriel was not alone in her criticism. As swarms of social media users took to Twitter to express their outrage with Springsteen's alleged reckless behavior. Bruce Springsteen was arrested for DWI and reckless driving in New Jersey. I wonder if he was driving his Unity Jeep when he made that selfish decision? Tweeted director and producer Robbie Starbuck. Breaking, after lecturing conservatives during the Super Bowl, Bruce Springsteen drove his Jack Daniels edition Jeep while under the influence and was arrested. Evidently he wasn't born to run after all, commented another user on Twitter. What's this, Bruce Springsteen arrested for drink driving? Surely he was born to run from the cops? Tweeted another user, referring to Springsteen's song Born to Run as a double entendre, alongside a gif of South Park characters driving recklessly. Bruce Springsteen was arrested for DUI, another tweeted. Just another Hollywood guy doing selfish things and lecturing others on how to be selfless. Hashtag Bruce Springsteen. So it Jeep just released its next commercial with it Springsteen. Quipped another Twitter user, who included a video clip of a crashed vehicle tumbling down a rocky cliff. It should have been for his Super Bowl ad BC he was definitely on the piss then. Reacted British World War II veteran activist John Smith, who included the hashtag, hashtag Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen arrested for DWI. Reckless driving in November. Wrote radio talk show host Howie Carr. My heart feels like an alligator. But why didn't it break before the Super Bowl? Actor and comedian Michael Rapaport, however, defended the rock star, claiming that Springsteen put that fucking swampy shithole state of New Jersey on the fucking map. They arrested Bruce Springsteen in New Jersey. This is sacrilegious. Would you arrest the Pope in Italy? Free the boss. Wrote Rapaport, who included a video of himself lamenting over Springsteen being arrested in New Jersey, the singer's native state. You arrest the fucking boss in Jersey? That's like arresting Jesus in Jerusalem, added Rapaport. They need to arrest the cop that arrested fucking Bruce Springsteen. The little boy actor went on to convey that those who might say no one deserves preferential treatment have it all wrong, because Springsteen put shithole New Jersey on the fucking map. Springsteen was arrested in November last year, and was reportedly cited for DWI, reckless driving, and consuming alcohol in a closed area. In 2020, during the presidential race, Springsteen repeatedly bashed then-President Donald Trump. At one point, the singer declared that he would leave the country if Trump were to be re-elected. The rocker also teamed up with left-wing activist and novelist Don Winslow on a viral video that used the discredited suckers and losers story from The Atlantic to smear Trump. Springsteen also performed during President Joe Biden's inaugural celebration last month. The singer had endorsed Biden's bid for the White House, though he acknowledged that the 78-year-old former vice president was not his first choice. Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MADD, released a statement on Wednesday, saying it is outraged to learn that Bruce Springsteen was arrested 3 months ago for drunk and reckless driving. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.